So I want to move in into your newest calling, which is being an artist. So you create paintings for the soul. So can you share how, just share about your journey doing this work and how it came up?
Yeah. Well, it's very exciting for me, and it's probably, I don't know, I think it's the most fulfilling way that I've so far in my life that I've been able to help people and support people in their, evolution. And it came real suddenly. I mean, it's now March, beginning of March of 2017. I had never painted before August of 2016. If you would have talked to me at the beginning of August last year and said, "Hey, let's go paint," I would have told you I can't paint. And because of some encouragement and some very obviously psychic intuitive encouragement from my spiritual counselor at the time, I was guided to pick up a paintbrush and some canvas and begin. Making a slightly longer story short, it just began pouring out of me. And then along with the paintings, I began taking pictures. Again, something just told me to take pictures of all the layers. So I start painting, take a picture, keep painting, take a picture, and then finally you have an end result of the painting. And then after the painting's finished, there's a name for a painting that sort of arrives. And then I meditate with the painting and I write a poem that speaks to the theme or healing energy. And so this sort of happened on accident. And then after my first or second painting, I started realizing, okay, oh, I get it. I'm taking pictures of paintings. There's different layers to the paintings, just like there's different layers to the body. I have a belief, by the way, and you can see all of this on my website. I have a belief that it's not just the final product. That might be the most important layer we could say of the painting because it's the final, but that it's the layers beneath each painting that are adding to the energy and the healing aspect of these paintings I'm creating. And it's really interesting. Some of the layers have this symbology in them. Some of them have angelic-like beings. It's all kinds of stuff. And then, of course, it's all buried and it's all supporting this final thing. So that's a little bit of the process. And there's been some amazing, amazing stories. And so sometimes someone will commission a painting and I'll actually paint their soul. I'll meditate and paint what comes when I meditate on them. So it's not just about a soul painting. I could do that, but it's about a painting along with that that's going to provide them the supportive energy and the honoring of everything they've been through. And then, of course, a certain type of energy and beauty that's going to support them with where they're at moving forward on their path. So I will do that, or I'll pick something like my most recent series that I appreciate you coming to see. A couple weeks ago was I actually meditated on the soul of the planets and what would the planets want to communicate to us here in 2017 and support us with knowing? Because they're a big part of the universe. And astrology, by the way, is a big part of Ayurveda, and I've done a lot of astrology. So it's this idea that let's get these planets bringing in some healing energy line. So
Yeah,
that's a little bit of the process, yeah.
it's so powerful. I mean, I feel so lucky to have been able to experience that event, and I've seen your work a few times around town, but it's amazing to me the visual, but how and how deep the experience is. I mean, it's like nothing I've ever seen before.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And
I have
I
another, well, everyone listening, I have another show coming up at the end of April. So get on Facebook and stay posted.
Yes, no,
Yeah.
don't you worry, I'll be posting all of your
Thank
links
you.
and everything. And for those, local in San
We'll get
Diego.
those plugs in there, right?
Yeah,
No, I
exactly.
appreciate you saying that. It is the most fulfilling way I've been able to help people, and so I appreciate that. It's special.
Yeah, and it's interesting too, because like you said, it's the different layers that also is very similar to what you described earlier, the layers of us as humans. And so it takes a person on this journey through those layers. It's amazing. I mean, I've shared with you that I've showed a couple of friends, and one friend just literally like gasped and was just like literally put her hands over her heart and just said, "Wow, I just feel that this painting so deeply." Like she couldn't even really describe what it was.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes just a painting and sometimes just a poem that'll grab somebody. But either way, there does seem to be a very special upliftment that can happen. And that's just, I mean, anyone listening who's an artist, knows. I mean, when someone likes your art, let alone has an emotional connection and there's tears or something, I mean, it's just like, it makes me emotional just knowing that I'm part of that and able to be a part of that. So yeah, pretty amazing.
Right, because I can imagine it feels very personal and very vulnerable.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've learned a lot about myself in the short time being a painter. There's emotions I've tapped into that I didn't know existed, actually.
Wow.
However, it's funny. For some reason, I really never felt feel that. There are times, I have to check in. Really, for the most part, I just don't. It's almost like my body just knows it's what I'm supposed to be doing. And that whether everyone likes it or not, that I'm supposed to be getting them out, that there's sort of this sort of sense. Maybe that's it. I do get a little bit nervous sometimes when I'm about to read in front of a group of poetry. Mm-hmm. I just want to breathe and make sure I don't break down myself and get emotional. I really believe in what I'm doing. And so I think it's that belief in what I'm doing that really there isn't a lot of that. When I'm walking into a gallery to sort of sell myself, whatever, just say, hey, I really want to see if this is something. There's a little bit that comes there because there's just so many. I mean, there's so much great art out there. Right. And so I might get a little self-conscious when I have to breathe for a moment before doing that. But in general, no. I mean, I really want to get this stuff out there, so it's interesting.
Well, what I love about that is when you're completely in alignment and it is a soul calling. I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Who likes it or not or whatever.
Right.
It kind of speaks to how aligned you are in what you're doing. And it's almost also, it's not personal in the sense because it's something that's being birthed through you.
So that's an understatement. So here's the thing. I laugh. I can't paint. Yeah. Okay, I'm telling you. I mean, and again, I'm saying those words specifically because to make the point.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm creating painting. So, I really don't know how to paint. I can look at a canvas. There's a part of me that seems to know balance a little bit. So there is some kind of their knowledge from something. I don't know what it's from. But if I get my head involved and go paint, it's not going to work. Right. So the real essence of what I'm doing, and that's, it really fits into everything we've been talking about, is I've just worked hard at clearing as much stress from my body as possible. And I'm definitely not implying that I don't have things still. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten to a point where I trust. I put myself into a state where I really trust what's coming through, whether it's psychic intuitive information for a client or whether it's the beauty of being able to paint and let it come together. And absolutely, that's what's happening. And it's just, okay, this is what my brush strokes are supposed to be doing, or this is the color. Okay, and I have the belief and trust that after a certain amount of layers, there's going to be a final product.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely coming from another place. Yeah, it's not me. In fact, I look at paintings like that sometimes and there's a disconnect because I'm like, wait, did I really do, like, I don't know. I could repeat that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't have gotten to this place without all the work that you've done.
For sure. That's my belief.
Yeah.
And that's why I think that everyone out there, whether it's painting or something else, everyone has the ability to do pretty amazing, creative, artistic things. It's just a matter of getting out of our own way and believing,
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you say that the your meditation practice has been the most impactful?
Yeah. If I had to pick one thing, I've been meditating for more than 10 years of this particular style, heart-based meditation. And yeah, like I would definitely say that if I had to pick one,
mm-hmm.
that's the most, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like you said, that's doing the cleanup work. That's getting you out of yourself and allowing the divine flow through.
That's right. It's just so efficient at that. And I'm doing it twice a day, every day. I mean, it works.
Mm-hmm.
It works. Yeah.
I love it. I'm on it.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I like it.
And like I've shared with you, there's so much about it that has challenged my mind, or challenged my mind to let go of, well, I want to know what the mantra means or this or that, you know, and you're like, no.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. right.
Right.
So it's so perfect. And it's such, it's like the most perfect kind of next tool and practice for me. So
yeah, I'm very glad. Yeah, I'm happy to have taught you. And then for anyone listening, it's something I do teach for no cost. I either teach one-on-one or if there's a lot of people interested, I do large groups. So if you're interested in hearing more about that, they can certainly contact me. So
okay, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, it's like you were the next, the universe put you in front of me to learn that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do attract what we need typically. It's interesting how that works. Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. Well, thank you so much for all you shared. We could easily talk for like 5 hours. But so how can people connect with you and learn more?
I think the easiest way is davidlesinski.com. David, then LESINSKI.com. You can also find me on Facebook as well or Instagram. But, you know, my website is probably the easiest, and my contact information is there. And then there's lots of just information about me. You can see all my paintings and the poems that go with them and kind of get an idea of that. And so that's probably the easiest way.
Perfect. And I'll put those links up. And you have some awesome meditations, recorded meditations on your
website. Yeah. There's a handful of some of this. It gives you an idea of some of the things I do with people. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. And awesome. When's your next? You said end of April is your
next? So the next, mark your calendars, people. If you live in the San Diego area, the next is going to be at the same location. It's a place called Eve in Encinitas. It's a beautiful, it's a vegan restaurant in the front, but then it opens up to a huge room in the back where they do lots of amazing, lots of different spiritual shows and things. And it's going to be on Saturday the 29th of April. So April 29th, probably 4 or 5 o'clock. It's a 3. It might be a longer event, but as you know, you don't have to come for the whole thing. It's kind of come when you want to be there and enjoy the healing. So more details to come.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. All right, Dave, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you talking with me, and I enjoyed it.
Yes, me too. All right, I'll see you soon.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.